Hi, I'm Charmaine, and welcome to the Love of Self podcast, where we delve into the emotional aspects of finding love for self. Today's topic is working with your future self. The concept of this title is all about forward thinking and who we see ourselves to be. What do we want for our future selves? And making the attempts to help that person out. Work with that person and not against them. You can't always align every single step, but you can start taking one small step at a time towards whatever that goal is that you see. I want to put it out there that there may be a better place, a better space of who you see yourself as. What does your future entail? We don't know. But that doesn't need to stop us from going towards our heart's goal. Sometimes what's in my heart and what's in my mind have the same starting point. And that is the gumption to make the efforts to move in that direction. I see me in a wonderful space, in a wonderful mindset, in the best place possible for mine and others' highest good. How do I start now to step in that direction? It's certainly not pushing those ideas to the side. It's certainly not creating havoc for myself. But the person that I see reflected in the mirror of my future . I want her to thrive. I want her to conquer her dreams, her goals, her ambitions. I want her to love who she has become. as well as honoring who she was and all of the lessons gained from me right now. I want to work with her. I want to put my best foot forward towards her destiny, towards my destiny. Towards the absolute best prognosis of her outcome. So it's time that I start making moves. I'm ready to meet her within my own mind and space, where we connect to a point where we fulfilled our dreams, aspirations, our goals, our conquests. With all the obstacles in the world, I sure as hell don't need to be my own obstacle. So what can I do now to see her through? That's my goal today. So what do you think about this? How can you work with your future self? How can you work with your ideas, your goals of where you see and want yourself to be? How do you start making the steps forward to reach that idea of yourself and come to a conclusion or come to an enlightened space that's realized of what you want to be? If you're ever so inclined, let me know. Please email me at theloveofselfpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. I appreciate these few moments that you have taken out to hear me out. Please remember, this is not intended for therapy. If there are mental health concerns, please contact a professional. I wish all of you peace, love, and joy always. Until next time.